Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a magnificent Monday. I know it's been a good Monday for Nick Tiano. It was a wild, wild weekend, but this morning, Nick Tiano and the Houston Texans. Started to say Astros because we were talking so much Astros before all this COVID stuff. But the Houston Texans make Nick Tiano their newest quarterback, and we are joined by Nick. Nick, congratulations. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. Great to be on with you guys, and man, I appreciate it.
When we had you on before the draft, Nick, I know Jay asked what team has shown the most interest, and you kind of had one of those responses that I don't know if I'm allowed to tell. What kind of deal – what kind of relationship was there going into this draft with the Texans?
Yeah, so we've been talking these last 2 weeks. I'd got another offensive coordinator, and we built a good relationship and, really good mutual interest there. And obviously talked with my agent before the draft. They were definitely on the short list of teams that, if I didn't get picked, definitely a place we wanted to go if given the option. So, really thankful. I think it's going to be a great place for me.
All right, and Nick, of course, you and I have already talked today, and I've got a story about you joining the Texans up at timesfreepress.com, so I apologize by asking you to repeat yourself, but I thought it was very intriguing what you went through. If you could kind of rewind to Saturday starting in the sixth round and kind of take it from there of what you went through.
Yeah, no, it was a long day for sure. So, I talked to a handful of teams before the draft got going Saturday, and then kind of died down, just kind of watched, looking at the phone, staying in contact with my agent. Then the sixth round came around and started getting calls from teams, talking to five or six teams, and we had a really great feeling, that I might get picked, and if not, I'd have some good options after the draft. So, my agent and I decided that by pick 240, if nobody had picked me yet, we were going to make a free agent deal before the end of the draft, get it done, so that spot didn't get filled up, so I could go to my number one option, and that was the plan. So pick 240 came up, didn't call my name, so we had a few options, and we called Houston, and we told that's what we wanted to do, and they were fired up, they were excited, so we were done. We had agreed to it; it was over. So draft goes on, about 15 more picks. And, it's over. And then we get a call back from Houston. And they're like, hey, man, we don't know if the numbers are going to work. We kind of miscommunicated a couple things. So it looks like it was going to fall through. So, me and my agent, obviously were heartbroken. That's where I wanted to go. So start calling back some of the other teams, some of the other options I had. But they had already filled their spot. They had already signed another quarterback and moved on to the next guy. So, it was tough. We didn't know what was going to happen. And then thankfully, Houston called back and assured us, they still wanted me. They were going to make it happen. Just say, give us a couple days. We're going to find a way to make this work. And they called back yesterday and told us that it was going to happen. So thankfully we got it done this morning and it all worked out.
Nick, now that it all has worked out, when you and your agent are making those phone calls to those teams after the Texans had kind of miscalculated and those teams are telling you one by one that they are filled up, what is going through? Do you break out into a sweat? Did you throw anything? What kind of goes on when you've got that kind of window? Because it really was like a brief window of your world collapsing.
No, you're exactly right. It was tough. I mean, I was definitely going through all of those emotions. It felt like, boom, I was excited, had my team, I was ready to go, and then all of a sudden I had nothing 10 minutes later. It was tough. I was like, man, this is it. Is anybody going to call back? Am I going to go anywhere? I didn't know what was going to happen. So it definitely went about as poorly as it could have gone there for a couple hours. So thankfully, Houston still wanted me, and and we were able to get it done. Because no, I was definitely I had been through all the anger, sadness, all of that, like you mentioned.
Did the flow of the draft affect your emotions at all? When you think about it, I think four quarterbacks went in the first 23, but then after the Packers took Jordan Love, I want to say there were almost 100 picks where Jalen Hurts was the only quarterback. I mean, from Jordan Love to Jacob Eason was almost exactly 100 picks. So it looked like, you know, there was a crop that was grabbed at the first, but then it looked like this just oasis and no quarterbacks were getting taken. Did that affect your mood at all?
It definitely did. And I knew, you know, obviously going into the draft that the way that how early the other quarterbacks were picked was going to directly affect me getting picked or not. You know, if it turned into one of those years where 15 guys got picked, then, you know, I felt really good about it. If it was one of those where not only 9 or 10 go, then I knew it was probably going to be a free agent deal. So once, you know, some of those guys fell to the fourth and fifth round that were ranked pretty high, you know, we kind of started gearing our mind towards, okay, may not get picked. What's our best options? Let's evaluate organizations, depth charts, all those kind of things, and be able to make an informed decision to go somewhere and have a great chance to compete and make the team.
You're listening to Nick Tiano, the former Baylor School, Mississippi State, and UTC quarterback, who today agreed to a free agent contract with the Houston Texans. You're listening to Nick here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
The 48 hours over this weekend, Nick, what was watching your phone like in terms of not necessarily wanting to talk to some fringe acquaintances, but looking for a Boston area code or an LA area code or anything like that? What was watching the details come through your phone like in this day and age?
It was stressful. Yeah, like you mentioned, because, you know, number one, obviously I don't have everybody's number in my phone. And, you know, sometimes the area codes don't match the team. So, you know, an LA area code may have meant, you know, the Falcons or somebody down here. So, you know, it was definitely tough. And, you know, I was getting calls throughout the draft from different teams, you know, coaches and scouts. So, like, each one of those calls, it's like, man, are they going to pick me? And then it's like, you know, it's the, hey, Nick, we're interested. We're looking at you in this next pick. Not sure what's going to happen. You know, had a ton of those phone calls throughout the sixth and seventh round. But, no, it was stressful. I mean, you know, we felt good about it all the way through. We knew we were going to have a few options. It took a while to get the deal done. But, you know, it worked out for the best.
All right, let's play a little Price is Right game. If I said calls and texts on Saturday, more than 100, yes or no?
From friends and family? Or
just from everybody, from teams?
Yeah, absolutely.
More than
everybody, definitely. And I think today's been even more. I mean, my phone has been vibrating, you know, since 11 or 12 o'clock this morning.
On Saturday, more than 250.
Probably on the low end of that, but today we're getting. I'm looking at my text inbox right now is like 159.
Okay.
So, and then your Twitter and all that stuff is crazy too. So I mean, I'm, you know, thankful for the support, but it is a lot.
All right. Now after you're about to renegotiate your third contract with the Texans, I need an answer to this question. I want you to look Bill O'Brien in the face and say, "Hey, my buddy Jay in Chattanooga, what the hell were you doing trading DeAndre Hopkins for draft picks? I could have used that guy."
Hey, I will talk to him and I'll get right back to you.
You're listening to Nick Tiano, the former Baylor School, Miss State, and UTC quarterback who today became a member of the Houston Texans, signing a free agent contract. Nick, just out of curiosity, have you heard from all three of your past destinations, buddies from Baylor, buddies from UTC, and buddies from Mississippi State?
I have. You know, I've been so fortunate to build, you know, great relationships with teammates and coaches. You know, the outflow of support, you know, from Saturday until now has been unbelievable. I've, you know, got so many people that are on this journey with me, and they play as big a part as anything else, and I'm thankful for it. I mean, people in Chattanooga, from Baylor to Mississippi State to UTC, you know, I'm extremely thankful for it.
All right, you're joining a roster that has Deshaun Watson, who won a national championship at Clemson, A.J. McCarron, who won two national championships at Alabama. When you first walk up to those two, what are you going to say?
A big fan. I mean, yeah, you talk two guys that I've watched play a lot of football over the years, two great players. And that's why I think it's such a great situation for me to go learn from guys who, you know, one who's probably going to make $200 million when his deal's up next year, and another guy who's been in the league, you know, probably close to 10 years now, you know, found a way to hang around and make himself valuable. It's just two guys that I'm so excited to work with and learn from. They can show me the ropes and, you know, give me tips and tools of the trade so that I can play for a long time.
All right, Nick, you know how we roll. When we have great guests, we love to close with a rapid fire. First thing off the top of the head, ready to play?
All right.
All right, we had Tay Davis on a few days ago, and I asked him, if you were to sack Nick Tiano in an NFL game, what would you say? And he said, go Mox. If Tay Davis sacks you, what would you tell him?
Get off me.
All right, after you make the Texans, next year when Madden 2021 comes out, are you going to bench Deshaun Watson so the Nick Tiano can start?
No doubt about it. I got to be in the game.
All right.
Favorite Texans player growing up?
Ooh, that's tough. You know what? I've been a big J.J. Watt fan. I think he's got a great story from, you know, walking on in college to becoming what he is today.
All right. Early on in the interview, Pascal almost asked you what it was like to join the Houston Astros. If you were joining the Houston Astros, what position would you be playing?
I'd like to think I'd play third base. Be a big hitter.
You have not had a – you didn't have a chance Saturday or Sunday to have any kind of celebratory feast. What will be your celebratory feast?
Probably going to order pizza, honestly. That's usually my go-to.
All right. How many Bud Lights did you get into on Saturday night waiting for this thing to get done?
You know what? I was so distraught. I don't know that I ate or drank anything for that entire night. So that's about how I felt.
All right. How many, if you had to add the out, because you, it wasn't a done deal until this morning. I know you felt good about it yesterday, but total hours of sleep you think you got this weekend, Saturday night and last night?
Ooh, not many. I mean, I can tell you, I laid there going through every scenario from playing for the Texans to applying for jobs this week. So there was not much sleep, you know, these last couple nights.
Nick, great stuff. I know it is, like you said, it has been a wild 48 hours. We thank you so much for sharing those with us here on Press Row. And again, the bottom line, even though it was quite the adventure, you are now in the NFL with the Houston Texans. Congratulations for that, and look forward to talking to you down the road.
Hey, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys always. And before I go, I got to give a shout out to a longtime listener, you guys, Alex Bird. He's been hounding me for that. So here you go, Alex. You know, he's a big fan of you guys. But, yeah, thank you guys so much, and we'll do it again soon.
Sounds great. Congratulations, Nick. Nick Tiano, the newest member of the Houston Texans, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.